Hello, Supernatural Explorers! The Pandemonium Night Visit is finally here, and it does not disappoint. Most of this audio is from my trip out with Woody, with commentary in between segments as needed. To start things right off, when I was waiting to pick up Woody, I noticed the numbers on his license plate, and an interesting coincidence happens with that later in the episode. We had some nice conversation on the car ride there that I really wanted to include, so I apologize in advance for the 25 minutes of somewhat noisy car audio. I tried my best to clean it up. Overall, a crazy 8 to 9 supernatural events happened during the Pandemonium Night trip. A very good wrap-up to the 4-part series of the Old Ghost Town in Pennsylvania's Tuscarora State Forest. Let's go in!
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Tuscarora Pandemonium Pioneer Cemetery episode where Woody and I take our journey out in the middle of the night to do some car camping to see what happens. Now, Woody, this is great because Woody's never done anything like this. I don't even know if Woody knows I got mics ready for the car. So, I'm outside Woody's. He should be out in a minute. He just put his kids to bed. It's 9:48 p.m. I'm guessing we're going to get there around midnight. Exciting. So that's not planned. It's just when he puts his kids to bed. We'll probably get there a little before midnight, which is good. I brought, I guess, a sheet that I'm going to fold and fold and fold to make it stronger. And I want to put that rock for Patrick on the sheet. Woody and I could pick up both ends of it. Move the rock over. Hopefully we can get that done. Hey, here comes Woody. I gotta say, it's pretty exciting. I've never done car camping before. I think I prefer it to real camping. Especially, it's like the coldest day of the year so far, it seems. The coldest night. It's 29 degrees out. We're going to the mountains. I imagine it's going to be even colder there. Which is bodes well because I hear that Sasquatch likes the cold. I see movement in the house. I thought Woody was coming out. He's not quite coming out yet. I see lights going on and off. Doors opening and closing. we might get there for midnight. We might. I'm conserving gas and electricity and car battery. And I just got a new phone. And we'll see how the battery life lasts, because I don't like charging while I'm recording. And Woody brought his pillow like I asked him. And it looks like he's got other stuff. Woody's prepared. I said, just bring a pillow. And he did. I brought an extra pillow in case he didn't have one. I think he may have a blanket, too. I got two heavy blankets. I got snacks for me. I got snacks for Sasquatches. I brought a gift for Patrick. Now he's got to get something out of his car. What's interesting is Woody's license plate says 1787 on it. I want to look at when Pioneer started again. Imagine it's 1787. That'd be crazy. I can't remember the date. Here comes Woody. Hey!
What's that do?
Is that open? Yeah.
I got some of the stuff in here.
I got lots of stuff. Yeah, I got lots of blankets and everything.
Wow.
How's it going, man? Yeah!
This is crazy.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you, the place has got stuff going on. I went there during the day. As soon as I pulled up outside the cemetery, I was met with spirits. Like, I felt the girl come to me first. She has a very, like, light, excitable energy. And then while she was meeting me, I felt the guy in Palm Patrick come. He's a little off balance. He's not bad in any way. He's just sort of not having a good day, not having a good time. But when you go there, Sadie's got a memorial tour with stuffed animals, and there's no memorial to Patrick. You know, so Sadie's got lots of love coming away. Like people, she probably died like 200 years ago. People leave stuff
to animals. This day.
You're gonna see it tonight.
We're gonna get out the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's.
My anxiety level has just increased significantly, ladies and gentlemen.
I was just gonna ask you, Woody. Please tell us your experience and your thoughts from what I've told you thus far.
I'm nervous. I can't stop thinking about the movie Silent Hill.
I don't know.
And that's a video game based off. It's a movie. A couple movies came out based off of a video game where it's an abandoned town. I believe it was burned down, and a lot of spirits there. And they're not as positive as the spirits that you're familiar with. And I can't stop thinking about that. But I'm also thinking about how smooth this ride is. Amazing. So my tensions are at ease because of this ride that I'm enjoying. Paranormal activity has always interested me as a kid. I felt like there were times where I might have experienced something, but I don't know because I'm not highly in tune with the as you are. And just, I think God connected us because he saw an opportunity, like, you know, let's get with Kirk because, you know, he's going to get you there. So, us crossing paths wasn't a coincidence.
I agree 100%. Yeah. And I know I told you this, but I got to tell people this. So when I used to connect with people from a distance, I believe I connect with people's spirits, but also their energy, like there's different layers to us, mind, body, spirit, you know, all that. I remember connecting you one time. I can't remember the reason. Say you had a head cold. Or maybe it was when you have vertigo.
I do. I still have it sometimes.
So maybe I was connecting you for that reason. So I connected with you. I felt like I balanced you out. And then I went on to go do something else, to connect with someone else. And your spirit came with me.
Oh, wow.
And then your spirit was like coming with me to visit other people. And that's only happened a handful of times. So you stood out to me from that time, you know? Yeah. I mean, you stood out to me anyway. I don't have a lot of friends in my life by choice because I don't have any time for it. But so you're one of the few people I like and whose company I enjoy.
It means a lot. I appreciate that.
And then to connect with you from
the same way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And to connect with you from a distance and then have your spirit come with me. And I was like, whoa, what's going on with Woody here? Like, that people's spirits don't follow me to do work with other people. So yeah, I do believe our paths cross for a purpose. What did you ever experience growing up? What could you say you ever experienced growing up?
I thought I felt weird. I thought I felt presence in certain rooms. And I thought I felt like, I felt like the usual stuff that people see on television. Yeah. You feel like maybe a hand grabs your shoulder. But you know nothing. You know, but there's no one there. Stuff just feeling like a presence in a room.
Oh, this is going to be good. So you're probably sensitive to stuff if you felt that when you were younger. So if she's there, you'll probably feel her. It's not a subtle energy.
Is there something that I need to do, or just prepare myself as if I was going to church?
Yeah, like that. Okay. Just still yourself.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just be still, be open.
Now, I'm pretty sure there's some listeners out there wondering the human activity in this area. Because I'm understanding, doing research, it's abandoned. So are we going to be like the only car within miles of civilization?
Well, there are a few. Thankfully, I actually met a guy last time I was there. There's a few cabins there, vacation homes. Maybe some people live there. And I actually ran into someone who lived there. So there's some, but it's scattered. And basically, I saw one or two cars when I went during the daytime. Like, it was abandoned. I don't know if people camp when it's like 23 degrees out.
Not any cops pulling up on us saying, what are you guys doing? Are you guys doing something homosexual, like, really? What are you there doing? Like, no, officer, we're here looking for Sasquatches.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
not that there's anything wrong with that, officer. I'm just trying to visualize the situation. But I don't mean to digress and go and diverge off to a different subject. I know we're staying on.
It's all good.
Oh, man. But yeah, I'm just again just trying to picture what I'm about to get myself into. Because yeah, you know, safety's always a concern.
Yeah. I got you back. Probably the scariest thing is not the paranormal activity, not anything. It's the one lane gravel road that goes up a mountain ish. That's probably the scariest thing. And that's not that scary. The road's, it's not like really narrow. It's wide enough. Two cars can't fit by it, but there's like pull offs where you can let another car by.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about movies like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, House on Haunted Hill, Cabin Fever. I'm thinking about those kind of scary movies now, where a couple guys just go out camping or go out in the woods looking for adventure, and then they come across some crazy hobos looking to commit murder. So
see how I don't watch horror movies?
yeah, exactly.
I just figured out where
my mind's racing a bit.
No. It's funny. I don't have any of that stuff in my head because I never liked that kind of stuff. So I don't have any of that stuff in my head.
All right, good. Well, let me make sure I get that stuff out of my head so I don't ruin the vibe. That's why I'm, you know, talking now, prepping. You know, you're coaching me up right now, so I know how to prepare myself when we get closer to our destination.
Yeah, you're doing great, man. You're doing great. So I felt the Sasquatch energy when I went up, but I realized I did an amateur thing. I was like looking for something to happen, and you can't look for something to happen. I followed signs, and I followed signs for 18 years, and in following signs, you're like, you ask for a sign, and then you forget you asked for a sign, and then when the sign appears, you recognize it. And I realized I got to approach this the same way. We know why we're going there. Then we forget why we're going there, and we just hang out. And if something happens, something happens. You don't go there like expecting.
Okay. Yeah.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, complete. Yeah. Because I was talking to my coworker about this again, as I was excited about it. And I was like, yo, man, this is the kind of stuff I used to do when I was in my 20s. Like, me and my friends would hang out and just do stuff. We didn't have any responsibility. Maybe the only responsibility we had was, like, you know, school and our little job. Yeah. You know, but other than that, we're hanging out. We're just, you know, like, hey, you know what? Let's go drive somewhere and go hang out at the art museum or something. And then look up the clouds at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then we just go do it. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. Like let's go on the water and just kind of hang out near Boathouse Row and just, you know what I mean? And just kind of vibe, freestyle, whatever we did. We just sit there and we rapping and freestyling. Sometimes we were running to other people and they would come over and they listen to us. And we put on a show, and then before we know it, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
You used to put on a show?
Oh, yeah, we said, yeah, you know, you remember.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so I know that feeling. And then when you invited me to do this, I got that feeling again. I was like, oh, man, this is cool, because you get caught up in the daily routine of life, you know, working, coming home, getting, making sure the kids are right, and then rent, you know, go to bed, and then rinse and repeat, you know. And it's maybe on the weekends you'll go to the movies, or, you know, you'll do something fun with the kids, but never something like let's go Sasquatch hunting. You know what I'm saying? So this is amazing.
This is great, man.
This is very exciting.
This is very exciting. Yeah, I had a lot of trouble settling down today, and I've been meditating for over like 20 years. Wow. My energy was like buzzing.
If by chance we do come across one, what do you think he's going to look like? Do you think he's going to look like what we see on television, what we read about, or like what have you visioned? What have you envisioned?
That's a good idea. Let me prepare for that. Think like 8 feet tall. So get prepared for size. Back up a step. I feel like the Sasquatch energy I've been connecting with is like the alpha of the area, and he's peaceful, calm. And when the guy whose podcast I listened to went there, the activity that he experienced was playful. So it's like, so know that it's like, there are some where you walk into the area and it's more like, get out of our area.
You've experienced that too? The more like defensive?
I've experienced defensive territorial spirits and energies. I'm new to the field, Woody. This is me and you going out tonight.
Do you want to give the other guy a shout out, or you can't do that?
Oh yeah, totally give him a shout out. So Tim from Strange Familiars.
From Strange Familiars, what's up? Man, shout out!
And the guy who got me started on all the paranormal stuff was Dylan from Paranormal Thoughts in Australia.
Dylan, Paranormal Thoughts from Australia, what's up?
And you know where Tim lives?
Where?
York.
What?
And he's got a crazy place by him called Site 7.
Wow.
That's private land.
Now, these other gentlemen, have they witnessed any Sasquatch sightings, or just the energy?
Tim had what I'd call, I don't know what you'd call it. He had, like, he was in his tent, and he's asleep, and he feels a hand under his tent, like, feeling. Like, and then there was, like, a spring left on his backpack holder thing, and there were wood knocks, that's like a sign. Like, so you had activity, sounds. You don't really, it's rare you get to see him. It's not so rare you get to see him.
They seem to be very intelligent, especially intelligent enough to stay away from humans.
I'm glad you mentioned their intelligence. I think they're definitely on par with us. And I think they have abilities that are beyond us. Someone was telling a story on another podcast. I remember it was Tobe, who was the one who was telling the stories. And he's got his own. He's from Strange Brow. He's got his own podcast. And he was on another podcast telling his stories. And I can't remember the name of that one. But he was telling a story how him and like seven people and they were going up a mountain with a lot of Sasquatch activity, and like only two of them made it up to the top of the mountain because random stuff was happening where people were leaving, and what was happening was the Sasquatch energy activity spirits were like getting into people's heads and like telling them to turn around and go back.
Dang.
And they noted afterwards that three of the people were told to go back was because they had guns on them. And the people who were allowed to go forward didn't have guns on them. And the guy who had the gun on him was acting irrational and saying, I think I'm just supposed to throw my gun in the woods. I'm supposed to throw my gun in the woods and get out of here. Like, stuff like that. So they can
feel if there's aggression.
They can read your mind, and not control your mind, but put impressions on your mind. And I know how that works, too, because it's like, we don't really have control of our minds. We're like in a series of habits, we have all this momentum.
Yeah.
And only people who meditate a lot really have control of their mind to a greater degree. And so most people, it would be very easy to, if you can get inside someone's head energetically, it'd be very easy to steer someone energetically if you're a Sasquatch or an ET. So be prepared. Give me the heads up if you like, I feel different and kind of not like myself. Like,
well,
let me know.
We're going to have these headsets with us?
The whole time. Oh, yeah. So,
yeah,
we do see one 8 feet tall. Like, I imagine, like, did you see the Bionic Man? Not the $6 Million Man versus Sasquatch?
No, I didn't, but I know $6 Million Man. I'm familiar with the TV show. Yeah, was it a movie or something?
Just figure a cross between a man and an ape. Like, put man and ape together.
Yeah. Okay.
Make him a little more upright, a little hairier.
Are you going to try to establish a dialogue with one if we do come across one by chance? Or are you going to try to establish a dialogue with him? Like,
hey, can we
talk to you for a moment?
I'll speak.
Put your hand out to him and, like, let him touch your hand. Like, this is, the sun's getting real low, big guy. Like Black Widow to the Incredible Hulk. sun's getting real low. You know, I joke, but at the same time, I'm serious, you know?
Yeah. I know exactly, dude. The sun's getting low.
I wonder if I start speaking jive to him, will I rub him the wrong way? Like, yo, what up? What up, jive turkey? What's up? It ain't too cool being a jive turkey this close to Thanksgiving, Mr. Sasquatch. We just want to speak to you. Come over here, let me rap to you a bit. And he's going to look at me like I'm crazy.
Other Sasquatches, I think that they have different personalities. So I think that personality, there's a lot of really playful ones. The Sasquatch I've been connecting with is a pretty straight, grounded fellow. I haven't gotten a lot of playfulness from him.
Okay.
I've gotten peace, calm, bliss, extreme grounding.
Okay.
So, and if we encounter him, I'm telling you, you're going to talk to him with your mind, not your words.
How far do we plan on walking away from the car when we go on this journey? Now I'm starting to envision of the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, you're pulling out all the windows, man. That's when I actually saw.
You saw that one.
That one freaked me out a little bit. But I hate shaky camera work. That just gets me more annoyed.
It did give me nausea.
I hate shaky camera.
The only thing I remember about that movie is how nauseated I was watching it, but at the very end, it was really scary.
Oh, I just want to jump in quick. The last signs of civilization we're going to see for a while are a Turkey Hill. So if you want to do a Turkey Hill break, that's coming up in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
No, I'm good. I had Chick-fil-A. I said, if tonight's going to be my last meal, I want it to be a good one. And I got Chick-fil-A. So I said, I'm not going to settle because my wife was like, but hey, man, you know, we don't have any food. Stop and get some. Usually on Fridays, we treat ourselves. And I was like, all right, I'll go to McDonald's then. Then I saw the line. I said, and then I thought about my adventure. I said, yo, if I get mauled by a Sasquatch tonight, or if I get abducted by aliens, or if I just come up missing, I don't want my last meal to be McDonald's. I want my last meal to be Chick-fil-A. This podcast is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Forget you, Popeyes, and your popular chicken sandwich.
Yeah, sidebar. Did you try?
Wait. Yes, I did. I tried it this past Sunday before the Eagles game.
Wayne,
I see what all the fuss is about.
Give me scores. Your favorite Chick-fil-A sandwich, 0 to 10.
I'll tell this to everybody. Right. If it's sandwich versus sandwich, Popeyes wins. However, Chick-fil-A is still king because of the customer service, of how remarkable it is, top notch, paramount. Nothing can stop their customer service and their other food items. Popeyes still has, you know, okay customer service.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, come on, Chick-fil-A, they bring the food out to you as if it's a dining experience. You know what I mean? So, and a lot of fast food chains are following suit because they know how remarkable Chick-fil-A's customer service is. Come on, man, every time you say thank you or something, they say, my pleasure.
It's super nice. Absolutely. I've experienced that.
So, yeah, sandwich versus sandwich, Popeyes wins hands down.
Wow.
Yeah. That sandwich is amazing. It's a thick chicken breast that's crunchy but juicy on the inside. There's two versions. There's a classic and there's a spicy. The spicy is because it's basically like hot sauce mixed with mayonnaise or something.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
It's so good, man. And you got the pickles, and then on the brioche bun, and it's really good. Again, I see why people are going crazy over it.
Sasquatch. Oh, where 8 feet tall. You're gonna talk to it with your mind. You're gonna hear it in your mind first. You're gonna hear it in your mind or feel it way before you see it. It's gonna scan you, and it knows we're coming. I've been communicating with this thing spiritually. Like, they know it's coming. Sadie obviously knew I was coming. So you're gonna feel them or hear them in your mind before you see them. And if we see them, and we're not going far. Oh, we're not going far from the car.
Thank goodness.
At the most, 20-30 feet from the car.
Oh,
and we're actually spending the night.
The
we're spending most of the time in the car because it's freezing out.
Okay.
We're getting out to move the memorial rock for Patrick, if you're down for that. Because I think it's important that Patrick needs some love. He's doing pretty good now. He's pretty balanced. He's been pretty steady since I checked him. I'll definitely connect with him when we get there and check with him. Sadie, I think, is going to jump out and say hi to us. And then we're just going to hang out. And what happens, happens.
Gotcha.
This guy's watch comes, he comes. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I bought a chocolate bar, a jar of peanut butter, and a Mylar, like shiny balloon Mylar kind of blanket. Because I heard they like all three of those things.
Huh.
I'm going to leave them on the trunk of the car with a mic on the trunk of the car. And we have to at least sleep for like a half hour now. Like take a nap over there.
We do?
Yeah, yeah. If you're down for it, yes.
We're going to sleep with the microphones on. Ladies and gentlemen, be prepared for some snoring.
So, yeah. If we're driving up and we see him across the road and it stops and talks to us, we don't have to sleep.
Okay.
If we show up and one immediately comes out.
I see what you mean. You're trying every way
to
communicate. I can dig. You want to cover all your angles.
And they're like, I want to let them know it's safe. We're not packing heat. We're like being docile and putting ourselves to sleep, like if something's gonna happen, we're putting out gifts. They don't mind recording, but they don't like when people try to video them. So
yeah,
I already established that. No hidden cameras, nonsense. Like, yeah, I'm trying to set it up.
Yo, shout out to Old Dominion. Old Dominion, helping the world keep their promises. I deal with them at my job. They're a reliable carrier. Just driving by an Old Dominion truck.
Nice, our other sponsor today.
Yeah, we got a lot of sponsors.
We got two now.
Got Chick-fil-A, Old Dominion.
Yeah.
So, but that's cool. Whatever you can, sounds like you have a plan. So whatever you got planned, I will make sure that I follow suit and don't give you too much of a hard time.
All right, thanks.
I will be positive Keep an open mind. That's the most important
thing. Do we need a safe word or anything? Or are you just
No. Well, I'll tell you what my safe phrase would be. Kurt, let's get the f*** out of here.
Yeah, that'll be the safe phrase.
Oh, I apologize for using profanity. You could bleep that, I guess. You got Kurt, my man Kurt's got the super fresh editing skills. Exactly. When we did our Game of Thrones podcast, he had to delete all my burps. Drank a whole thing of seltzer water.
Oh, I'm so curious. You talked to a coworker about this? What did you say? Well, what did they say?
Yeah,
man? Because,
you know, just the usual when you're talking to your coworkers, like, hey, what you got planned for the weekend, kind of thing. And I said, I offered the information because I was so excited. Yeah. I said, listen, hey, what you guys got planned for the weekend? And I cut them off. Oh, that's great. But let me tell you what I got planned for the weekend.
So what did you tell, in a nutshell, what did you say? Like, how deep did you go in?
I said, I'm hanging out with my homeboy. We're going to this place called the Go Sasquatch Hunt. That's when I text messaged you. I said, hey, Kurt, what's the name of that place?
And then
that's when...
What'd they say?
They were like, what? They're like, they never heard of such. So they're like, good luck. Be safe and hope you see one. You know, all that type of stuff.
Oh, really? It felt like it was legit. Like, super nice to say anyway.
Absolutely.
It's polite. It's nice. But it's like...
I think they were... I had one of my coworkers say, I'm gonna come up there and scare you guys. But then I'm gonna get one of my werewolf masks and act like I'm the Sasquatch and come up on you.
That wouldn't be hard, by the way, to scare me. All the work I do, I scare easily.
But when she found out it was like an hour and 45 minutes away, my homie Gwen, she's like, you know, if it was like a half an hour away, maybe. But no, not.
That's pretty funny. That's hysterical.
Yeah, she's got like a brother and sister kind of vibe. She's really funny.
And it's funny, in the nonsense episode Jen and I just did, I said, the one thing that may make me crap my pants in life is if I saw a werewolf.
Ooh.
So it's funny you mentioned werewolf. I'm like, if I saw Sasquatch, I wouldn't, because I'm like...
Because Sasquatches, they would give you werewolves would give you a very aggressive vibe, wouldn't they?
That's the rumor.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Where Sasquatches, you get the spectrum from playfulness to... Some guy was saying, his take on it is, if you walk into someone's house, they're going to get aggressive with you. So you're walking through the woods not knowing anything, you have no awareness, and you come across a Sasquatch and it's being aggressive with you, you probably walked into its, like, den. You walked into its, like, house. You must have a pretty good coworkers, man. Comfortable enough to say something like that, and then the response. I think you're lucky. I think that's rare.
Yeah, it is. I looked out. They're very nice. This would be a nice birthday. This would be a nice birthday present for me too. Like, my birthday's on the 14th next week, so this is gonna be a highlight. Like, I was like, hey, you know what I did right before I turned 41? I went Sasquatch hunting with Kurt. Now this is giving me a Pocono vibe right now. Just to kind of describe this to our viewer or listeners, we're driving on like a one lane road, with one lane going one way, one lane going the other way, and we're going some peaks and hills, and we're going through like country road, no street lights. if you've ever been to the Poconos, it's kind of like that.
Any other questions, comments, preparations?
Whoa, that was a nice little dip right there. We just went down a hill. I feel like I was on a roller coaster.
So you're saying I should have prepared you for that? You want to take a break on the recording and just chill?
Yeah, let's do it.
For the rest of the ride?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to, can you grab it, just hit pause?
Yeah. All right, ladies and gents. Let's come back.
Let's come back when we get pause. Welcome back. We just pulled up to Tuscarora State Forest in the dark.
Yo, it's mad dark out.
Woody got a little napping.
Yeah, I had to.
What were you doing last night, Woody?
Playing video games till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's resume my drive. So I've been here before. This is like a 6 miles down the gravel road. Yeah. 5.6 miles down the gravel road. I'm going to take it real slow, like, and maybe we'll get there for midnight.
Give the listeners an idea of what we're seeing. We're going down this dirt path very slowly, and just looking. The only light on is the headlights, and I'm looking at trees on the left and on the right. And only one. The path is only big enough for one car, and it's giving me a Blair Witch Project kind of vibe. And I'm looking in the distance to see if I see any people with leather faces, like chainsaws in their hand. No, I'm joking on that, but I am looking for like wildlife, you know, deer, bears, wolves, you know, anything like that. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. No, office reference. This is very perfect for Halloween.
Oh, Woody. I love it.
And the trees don't—they hardly have any leaves on them. So you can see, you can just, if you could just picture what I'm trying to describe. And so it's getting close to winter. We're in fall now, but it's getting close to winter, so the leaves are falling off, and you just see a lot of branches, and it's perfect for like a horror movie. And ladies and gentlemen, we're ascending, like we're going up a hill. So, and we're up in this very, very narrow path. And if Kurt makes a mistake,
we're dead.
We could drive off the side to our doom, because it's a significant drop. I don't know if this is quite the experience. We haven't even gotten to our destination. This is something. I'm glad we're recording this. Do you bring any of this home? Is there a time where maybe you feel like there's something at your house?
No. This is the story. What people don't understand is, like, people know where their thoughts are, their minds are, their emotions are, obviously where their bodies are. But people don't understand is, like, where is your spirit? Most people think of their spirits, oh, it's in my heart, it's in my soul. Like, or they don't think about where their spirit is. Like, your spirit can be anywhere, can be any size, can be anything. Mm. So I have a friend who's very intuitive, Marie, and if she's being bothered by things, because she has a lot of supernatural, paranormal stuff happening around her, it's just because she forgot to, like, throw up a force field. Why I think conspiracy theory, why whoever's in charge tries to keep us down, is because we are way more powerful than people know. And just our spirits alone. So if you just remember, if you believe, it's belief is huge, because your spirit is what you think it is. It's exactly what you think it is. So if you think your spirit is very large and powerful and grounded and protective, nothing can walk through that. But if you doubt that, anything, then think of how doubt would create like a break in your energy structure. You know what I'm saying?
If you could
make a physical model of what your spirit is like at any time, is it solid? Does it have breaks in it because of doubt? So am I worried about anything coming into my house? No. If something does come in, I know I had a rough day at work, I was exhausted, I'm off, and if I would feel it first. Mm. You know, I'd feel something, and then I'd immediately be like, boop, and throw up the force field again. You know?
Wow.
And then I try and stay connected to, you know, believe what you want. I try and stay connected to everything that's divine all the time. I try and talk to it all the time, stay in conversation with it, relationship with it. So my friends, my angels, my archangels, just spirits, anything, I try and stay connected to them all the time. So if I'm even so tired that I'm feeling something and I can't handle it by throwing up my force field to straighten it out, I just go, you know, fellas, you know, people, spirits, help me out.
Yeah.
So we're tied, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I keep yawning.
We're putting on a show. We're doing our best.
Yeah, I think I've yawned
to record to put
times.
On a show for you. I'll keep the energy up, but we are tired, which is good, because as we sit on the ride in, we got to go to sleep. It increases the likelihood activity will happen. Putting treats out, candy bar, peanut butter, blanket, recording, go to sleep. If I make any kind of misturn, just give a shout out.
I don't think it's possible to make a misturn. It's only one road.
I mean, if I start going, because I'm looking down at the map, if I start to go off the edge.
Oh, trust me, I'll let you know. If you thought I was sleepy when I first woke up, I'm not sleepy anymore. That is for sure. I am wide awake.
Wait till you step out of the car.
Yeah, definitely helps that it's cold.
We are now 3.7 miles from Pioneer Cemetery. Yeah, we're going to approach about midnight.
Did we tell the listeners what time it is? It's 11:44 p.m. right now.
What's the date?
You said November 8th, right?
November 8th. Mm-mm.
So we make a left or right?
Yeah.
All right, we've come to
We've
come to an intersection. We can only go left or right. We are making a left. And we're going deeper into this journey into the woods.
Yeah, we're almost there. I remember this now.
Continue to scan my sectors to see if I see any wildlife or anything out of the ordinary. The moon is especially bright.
I thought it was closer than this, but I'm going to follow my ways. I trust my ways. Oh, yeah, yeah. The tannery's down that road. That we just bet. Now I know where we are. I just got a little chills in a nice way. Like, nice chills. Yeah, I keep getting waves. Yeah, Sadie's already coming out and saying hi. I can feel her. I'll just be quiet a second with you. I just keep feeling chills and chills and chills and chills. You've gotten chills before, right?
Yeah.
In a good way?
Yeah, not chills, absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
Chills in a good way. So these feel like that, but they just keep coming in waves. I don't get chills in waves. Usually I get a chill about something. So I keep getting chills and chills and chills. And the more I tune into it, they are increasing in my body. Like, they take chills and multiply them by 10 and then multiply them by 20. Oh, and they keep coming. That's what I'm feeling. So Sadie's already saying hi.
Hello. Hello, Sadie.
Like, she came last time I was here. I connected with her twice before I came. And I've already had a relationship with her. You know, you meet someone you like, even if you met them twice, you already know you're cool with them. And you feel like bonded with them. That's the way Sadie felt with me.
How old is she?
I don't know how old she... she was probably... I'm going to guess she was like 13 or 15 when she died. She was like escaped slave, underground railroad, accidentally got shot. Mistaken thing.
Wow. You know that for a fact, or this is what she told you?
That's just what people think, you know? I don't
I thought you might have did research.
No, I can't hear.
I thought she might have told you and then you did research like online. And
I wish I could hear what they were saying. I can only feel things. So so the first time I came here wasn't until I pulled into the cemetery and then was looking at a mural that I felt. And now we're just pulling up to the cemetery. And I felt chills, which I thought was just me feeling chills because I was getting excited. But then I felt it again and again. And then I started feeling waves and waves of chills. And they just started getting like more powerful in like a good way. And I was like, that's Sadie.
Oh, wow.
That's so Sadie, because that's last time I was here, that's what I felt like, chills.
I keep looking around to see if I see anything. I guess it's not that kind of thing, right? I probably won't see anything unless we see a Sasquatch. I don't know if I'll see Sadie. I'm caught in that whole, you know, what I see on television and what I read and stuff.
Again,
I gotta let it go.
That's why I think my thing was erased. Like, it was clear, like, there's no way an hour and a half thing was erased on its own. Like, so if it was erased by something here, what message is it trying to tell me? And I got the message, like, you're trying to capture something. You're trying. Stop trying. Just come and hang out and be. If we want, we'll come and visit you.
Gotcha.
That's it. Be respectful. Keep your energy calm. And if we're walking by and we have time, we'll come say hi. Otherwise, don't keep yelling out for us like, with your energy. Just be.
So gotcha.
All right. You got it, man. You got it. I'm going to pull off the road in case someone comes. I need to take a piss. I think it's cool that we enter. I think Sadie gave us the old okay, but I think we'll still enter, like, you know, quiet.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just going to pull off the road a little here.
Where is the cemetery? Up here?
Cemetery is 100 yards that way.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pull off the road and take a piss.
All right. I'm going to stay in the car. That's cool.
Yeah, of course.
All right, cool. All right. But be somewhere where I can see you, though.
And I'll leave the lights
on. Yeah, please. Play, right? Please do that. I'm a little scared. I'm a little shook. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, make sure you pee where I can see you. Not trying to have one of those situations where this is the moment where they split up and one person says they'll be back, but then he doesn't come back and then I'm left alone. And
I'll leave you, Kurt.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know, Woody was good, though. It was nice knowing you, man.
You know what I like? What I really like about listening to Tim and his experiences? He admits he's scared sometimes. But his curiosity just trumps that.
Gotcha.
But sometimes he's like freaked out. You know, the Sasquatch have freaked him out. Like, you know, like, I think he's excited about it, but it also is like freak.
All right, go. You can come back. I need you here. You're my guide. I'm a little nervous.
All right, I got you, man. I got you. I'm not going to remember anything.
All right.
If so far Sadie's around, and her energy's like a playful teenager.
Okay.
That a playful teenager that you think's just cool and awesome and everything. That's her energy. I think it's something really cool.
Gotcha.
So, she's around. You're not going to worry about anything else. But, yeah, she's still around. Ah, you have a printout. Look at you doing your research.
Yeah.
Was that a safe space?
Oh, that was perfect. Let me ask you this. Would it be cheating if you ever came out here one time with night vision goggles?
No, people do that.
You do?
It's not cheating. Sasquatch happens on Sasquatch's terms. Everybody knows that. Like, you know, you're not going to see one unless they want to see it. Night vision, no night vision. Like,
right.
You will not see one unless they want you to see them.
That'd be cool. Especially playing Modern Warfare, like you can have night vision goggles, which is amazing.
That's a good. It'd be cool so to come out here with night vision. I would love night vision goggles.
Yeah.
That was natural hand sanitizer, by the way. Essential oils.
Look, rock on. Shout out to Essential Oils. This podcast is brought to you by Natural Living Essential Oils. Shout out to Javonna Woodruff. She sells them.
Oh, that's a real thing. I thought you were just making stuff
up. No, it's real. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Yeah
please go say it again.
Yeah, Natural Living Essential Oils. And I'll at your boy. It's good stuff.
I can't believe I didn't talk to her about that. That didn't come up. I'm essential oil crazy.
Oh, yeah, you'll love it. She'll love to have a conversation with you about it. All right, so Kurt just turned off the headlights.
Oh, we're going to... We'll be right back. I just got to take a short break. We'll be right back. Okay.
Yeah. On this break, Woody tells me that he's been thinking about the story with Tobe from Strange Brow and the group he went Sasquatching with up a mountain and how the people with the guns were turned away. Well, Woody wanted to let me know he brought a knife for protection from thugs or wild animals. He had it on him, but he wanted to put it away now, out of reach, so the Sasquatch knew he had no intentions of using it. Woody didn't want the knife ruining any chances of us encountering a Sasquatch. Then Woody started telling me about Disney Plus and the new Marvel shows when we got another visitor.
All right, so Woody and I stopped for a little break before we entered in to recompose. Patrick's saying hi. I can't even reintroduce. I got to give him a second. Let me just tell you what I'm feeling. Woody and I were talking Marvel, and he was telling me everything was going on with Disney Plus, Marvel, everything. And then I felt this energy kind of come on me, and what I mean by that is I know what I felt like when I was listening to Woody, and then my energy started getting tense from like my solar plexus, stomach down into my legs. It started getting tense feeling. Mm. And I wasn't, Woody was talking about Marvel. I love Marvel. I wasn't getting tense because of what Woody was saying. Like, I felt this tenseness, and I immediately thought, Patrick. And then I was just like, maybe I'm just imagining it. And then I was listening to Woody talk more, and the feeling got more and more tense, as if like, I'm saying hello. Like,
oh, wow.
Like that kind of feeling. So I want to just give him a second because Patrick's now saying hi. We're 100 yards out from the cemetery. Sadie met us outside pulling in to the area. Patrick's meeting us 100 yards out. And he feels good. He was telling you, Woody, he felt off balance the first few times. Now it's like he's hanging out. It's like he's right here. The first two times I met him, and I always felt his energy in the lower parts of himself and like off balance, like somebody who never rode a skateboard before, I think is how I described it.
Hmm.
And then the next time I felt him, he's like, he was getting the hang of it. And now he's He feels very solid, very balanced. I think that's why he's like coming out to greet us as well. So we got two top players from the cemetery, and we're going to the cemetery. So we're like almost being escorted to the cemetery. This is like the least scariest cemetery experience of my life. Because we get greeted by two of the inhabitants in a nice way.
Mm.
How's it going over there, Woody?
I'm taking it all in. I'm just listening. It's a new experience for me, so I don't really know how to put it in words. But I am apprehensive, I'm nervous, just looking around because all the lights are out. The only lights that are coming or coming from Kurt's smartphone and a few lights that are inside the car, but we have everything off. And it's 12:14 a.m. November 9th, and I'm just trying to look outside the windows just to see if I see anything or if anything's moving. But it's just the light from the moon coming down and on the backdrop of the trees, and just trying to be still, trying to keep my vibe still and not try to give off a vibe that I'm scared or trying to make the spirits feel concerned about me to the point where it's like, hey, why'd you bring him here?
He's
killing the vibe. I don't like this dude, man. Don't be bringing him back here. So I'm just trying to let them know that I'm a cool dude and I'm just trying to learn, you know. So that's it. That's the vibe I'm trying to exude was the word I was looking at. Oh, you trying to get out?
No.
Oh, that's what I thought.
No,
you said 100 yards. I thought you. apologize. Yeah, maybe I didn't, you know.
This is good.
I was nervous for a second. I thought you were about to say, okay, you want to get out the car and walk around? I'm like, no, I don't want to get out the car. Sorry.
Just to let you know, Patrick's still with us. And I feel like the sense I get from him is hanging out like, say you just met two new people. And say, this is a perfect example. You're in ninth grade and you just met two 10th graders.
Mm.
That's the feeling I'm getting from Patrick. Like, he's like kind of hanging out with us as we talk. And he's like liking it. Like, oh, I like the 10th graders. Woody, I love that you keep it real, man.
I appreciate that.
I love that you're always real.
That's right. This is great. I try to be.
So Patrick's with us. Sadie's with us. Does that ease you knowing that? Or does that sound crazy to you?
Like, just no, it doesn't sound crazy to me. I'm nervous, you know, being around somebody, being around people I never met, or let me rephrase, being around spirits, because I trust you, and you know, and if you're telling me that they're around, that means they're around.
Yeah.
So it's something. It's enlightening, you know.
Yeah.
It's enlightening.
Do you ever feel like the loved ones that have passed on around you? Do you ever have that vibe or the sense or the I bet you they're around. Like,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. I always try to believe that that's the case. Always, you know, my wife talks about her dad being around. She feels him sometimes, and there are times I think about my mom and dad, and I'm like, you know, what's making me think of them? I was like, maybe they're around. Maybe it's their spirit. Maybe they're talking to me. Like, I'll hear their voice, you know. And I do. Yeah, I certainly believe that. I certainly believe that. You know, like energy just doesn't die. Spirits don't die. You know. You're like our body. I feel like our body is a vessel. That's and then once we pass on, our spirit is free to be about. And in the way you describe it, though, you made me look at things a different way. Like, even when you're on this earth in your vessel, your body, your spirit can still move around. It seems like
your spirit's always free.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I never looked at it like that.
Well, thanks, man. You know how exemplified that whole concept? Great. Star Wars. Like, doesn't Obi-Wan come back?
Mm-hmm.
Yoda, like, they come back in spirit form.
Yeah,
they appear
to
them.
Yeah, like, did they come through? They come back through the Force. Yeah, you're right.
They really exemplified that. Great.
Do you feel any other spirits?
No, not yet. I haven't opened myself up to any other ones. I was, well, when I came here, I was open, but I think I had in mind Sadie, Patrick, and Sasquatch. I don't think I fully like opened, like, let me feel anything else here. I want to stay focused on Sasquatch after this.
Yeah,
Sadie and Patrick, cool, we're going to go. I'm going to go, like, kind of say a prayer before the cemetery, so to speak. Like, kind of give all the spirits in there kind of good juju, some love and good vibes, respect for letting us do what we're doing here.
Okay.
Hopefully not disturbing them, you know. Right, St. Right. Patrick are cool, but I don't know if they speak for the cemetery.
I can respect that. Yeah, that's kind of like if you're doing a show in front of like a business. You don't want to just go in and start doing a show in front of the business. They're like, hey, hold on, you're loitering, you know. Don't come, come over here disrespecting. Get out of here before I call the cops. I can dig it. Am I right? It's like kind of same vibe, right?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have a permit. You gotta have a permit to sell that here. You can't just come up here and start selling your product.
I certainly couldn't explain that way. There's no way.
But yeah, I totally understand why you want to do that.
So, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, having a father that was an Episcopalian priest certainly kind of educates you on the possibility of different realms and having an appreciation for all life and death and energy and the earth, you know?
Yeah, your dad gave you a nice foundation.
Yeah, he sure did.
That's
very, very fortunate. My mom was like a free spirit in and of herself, like straight from Woodstock. Straight from the 70s.
Really? I didn't think I knew that.
Yeah, she had a vibe. She was an educator. But she was always like, my mom was just like, love everybody, man. Peace and love. Like, you know, she was always a positive individual. Loved everybody. Type of person that, you know, she would have like $5 in her pocket and she'd see somebody, a homeless person, she would give them $4. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, wow, man.
She was that type of person.
Should we go say hi to the rest of our friends?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Excuse the lights. You guys can see in the dark. We can't. Mm-hmm. You know, out of respect, in the future, when at all possible, I will get us night vision goggles.
Because
it's respectful.
Yeah.
Can't drive up to a cemetery with lights on. It's so disrespectful at night. Drive with night vision.
Yeah.
It's a necessity, you could say.
That would be cool.
We have to buy them.
This is it?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Let me read it. Pioneer Cemetery, burial ground of Pandemonium, a small community once located in this valley, 1787 to 1912. Pandemonium just kind of creeps me out a little bit, though.
No.
Pandemonium. When you think it's about that word?
I've felt nothing but good energy here.
Cool. All right, I believe, and I'm going to try to give that same vibe, because it seems like it's a tourist attraction. Because I see another piece of like literature, like where if you go into a zoo or something, and you want to learn about an animal, or something they had like so you have like a table with a whole bunch of literature and pictures on it.
Yeah, it's nice that they have a sign.
Yeah.
So when I pulled up to your house, I noticed your license plate on your car said like 17 something 7. Okay. 87, 97. And I joked. I said, I wonder if that's the year when Pandemonium or Pioneer or whatever started.
Looks like it was close.
And, yeah, that's as...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's close. Yeah, that's a crazy coincidence.
I hope it's the same number. That's pretty cool. What I'd like to do, if you're down for it, I'm going to go out and kind of like say a prayer before the cemetery.
Do you want me to come with you?
Yeah, if you want to come with me, come with me.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to leave you at your side.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it out loud. It's just more I'm going to take probably like a minute or two and just kind of send out good vibes to the whole cemetery, and kind of like a blessing, asking my whole spirit team to just bless this area. And then after we spend a minute or two out there, maybe we can come back in the car and warm up. And then I want to go out and there's a stone over there and I want to move it over there.
For Patrick?
Yeah. I feel the Sasquatch energy. And this is how I know when I know.
You describe it.
Yeah, because I found when I started doing the show, like, I'd always just know things, but then how do I know I know? So then I have to describe what I feel. If you could feel your energy, most people, if you could just feel yourself as energy, you'd feel yourself about the size of your body. It just makes sense, you know? If you could, you feel yourself physical, you feel your emotions in your body. If you felt just as energy, you'd pretty much feel the size of you. When I feel other people, they all feel similar. When I felt other things, they felt different sizes to different degrees. When I connect with this thing that I'm calling the Sasquatch energy, it feels big. Like I meditate in an 8x8 room, it feels like it fills the room and even is bigger than the room. So the energy doesn't feel like little me. It feels like wow, like what's this thing? So out of all energies, it really catches my attention because it's so big feeling. And it always feels very grounded, steady, and strong. It feels very neutral. Like not... like Sadie was happy, playful. Like so it's very, very neutral. I bet she smiles and has a fun side, but I haven't seen it yet. And he doesn't have a dark side either. He's like right in the middle, just serious, focused, big. All right. Do you want me to run the car for a little bit? We'll heat up a little bit.
All right.
Get out and do the thing. Come back.
All right, let's do it.
Warm up a little bit. Move the rock. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yo, lead the way, brother. I'm with you. Right. Yeah, I'm your co-pilot. You lead the way. Right. You're Maverick. I'm Goose. Right. Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't be Goose. I'll be Iceman.
Yeah.
It didn't end so well for Goose. Yeah. Looking forward to the new Top Gun.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool,
Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
How's your tired level?
I didn't realize how sleepy I was until we took a break, and I was like, all right, I'm going to just take a 10-minute nap. When you woke me up, I was kind of mad at you.
If we're going to be honest.
Yeah, if we're going to be honest. I was just starting to fall into that deep REM sleep, you know.
Well, this is perfect, then. This is the perfect plan, then. I'll tell you why. 2 minutes of prayer, probably another 5 minutes to move the rock, and then we'll be at the campsite.
What do you mean at the camp? We're walking to a campsite?
No, we're taking a 5-minute drive to where we're sleeping.
Okay.
And that's the whole deal. And then we...
Gotcha.
So in 20 minutes, you'll be asleep. 25 minutes, you'll be asleep.
All right?
How's that? Does that give you like a little more zhuzh of energy? To know that in like 25 minutes, you're going to be sleeping?
Yo, I'm with you, baby. I don't want you to feel like you're trying to sell me on things. Like, hey, you know, you're... No, I wouldn't have come, you know, if I wasn't interested. So I'm interested through and through. You know, you don't have to keep me engaged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
absolutely.
Man.
Yeah.
It's a good feedback.
Word. Yeah, this is amazing. This is just... I've never experienced anything like this. This is like one of the things... This is an experience that I'll always remember, you know?
Oh, cool, man. Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
All right, let's do it. All right, Woody and I just got out of the car, and we're approaching the cemetery. I'm going to shine a light, make sure there's no, I don't know.
Let me hold the light, because you're on the phone.
Woody was asking about the entrance is right there. Let's go visit Sadie's memorial first. You got to check it out, because it's cool. I'm sure she'd be happy for you to see it. We don't know anything. Woody and I are not woodsmen. We know nothing about animals or anything like that. So Woody was asking legit questions like wolves, bears, anything.
Coyotes.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see anything. But on the off chance of snakes, we busted out the flashlight. See?
Yeah, this is cool.
So Sadie's got everything. And what has Patrick got?
What's Patrick?
Well, I'll show you his thing I started. Hopefully it's still there. And we're going to move it. And I'm going to add to it so it starts to look like a memorial.
The cemetery. Not as big as I thought it was. I was expecting it to be bigger.
Look at the stars. Oh my God.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
We don't get that by us. That's crazy. I'm going to just take like 2 moments of silence and then I'm going to get in the car and warm up again. I'm freezing.
Yeah,
come back in the car.
I felt a few waves.
We'll talk about it. Oh, you did too. Let's talk about it in the car. Oh, this is great. Nice, Woody. Nice.
I felt a few waves. And it wasn't being cold. It felt nice.
All right, good. All right, so Woody and I just got back in the car after being out there for not even 2 minutes. We're both freezing.
Yes, it's very cold.
But we both seem to have felt something, which is...
Let me explain it. So I'm feeling cold out there, and I had the flashlight. Turned the flashlight off because, Kurt, you know, we got to be respectful, and he started praying, and it was silence. You couldn't hear anything. And I was listening out for something. I was like, you know, maybe I'll hear a crackle. I thought I heard a crackle, but then I'm thinking, you know, a crickle and a crack, like maybe the sound of a rock or something. And then I'm thinking that probably an animal walking. But then I'm thinking, like, I'm cold, and But then I felt something wash over me, like a wave. I felt a wave go through me. And it felt very faint. And then I felt it again. I felt like two waves go through me. And that wasn't being cold, because I know how it is when you get the shivers from being cold. And this wasn't that. It was something else. So that's the best way I can explain it.
Can you describe, like, the quality of the wave? Can you describe the quality of it?
It didn't make me scared. It just made me feel, I'm starting to feel those seats. I feel that, you know, this is amazing. I'm feeling the warmth of the seats. But to try to explain it better was like just a Padawan starting to learn the ways of the Force, and that the Force does exist. You know, it's being not a non-believer, because I always believe in the spirits and there always being something in another realm. But I felt like it was kind of like a slight communication. Like, mm-hmm. If you're like, hey, if you're really interested in this, I want to welcome, you know, kind of welcome to our realm, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. I totally get what you're saying. Yeah. So the wave was, you'd say, well, I'll ask you questions to help to describe it, because you're describing something for the first time. Let me just ask you questions.
Okay.
Was it peaceful?
Absolutely. And I was admiring you. I was looking at you and looking at how still you were. And I just felt like I got to try to be as still as Kurt. And then I was like, is he cold? Because you didn't look cold, you know. But I was like, let me shut up. This is my time to be quiet and just try to observe and open myself up and just say, and kind of say, hello, I'm here to be a witness, you know. I'm here to experience something that I've never felt before. And then that's when it was, boom. And I was like,
hello. Boom. That's so cool, mm-hmm. man.
You know, I was like, so yeah, I definitely saw, I felt something.
So, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen here. We came here primarily thinking Sasquatch or whatever. And already a very legit experience. I love it. Wow.
Yeah, two.
I believed, but now I know.
Two medium range waves, I felt. They weren't super strong, but they weren't light either. Yeah, I felt it.
And they had a sense of presence to them too, not like intelligence, not just a wave of energy.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, it did. It felt like it had some intelligence to it.
Very cool, man. I was on the fence when we were talking before. I decided to connect with the cemetery, the spirits in the cemetery, not just give a general prayer over it, but try and connect with the energy of it and see where it was at. And yeah, feels a little off balance, the cemetery. Mm. Obviously, the town's pandemonium. It's not here anymore. What happened? Why would the energy of the cemetery be slightly off? Not evil or dark in any way, but kind of like when I met Patrick. Patrick was, he was a little bit of a mess when I met him, and a little off balance. And now he feels good. And Sadie's outside the cemetery. It's funny enough. Her energy feels golden. But the cemetery itself feels just off balance. Maybe some unresolved stuff.
Right before we went down this path,
yeah,
drove down. You were like, I feel something. Is that what it's like? Like waves of, you know, energy, or
the best way to describe it, and really what I think, like, pressure? It is. It's a version of an emotion. Like if you think about the sense of an emotion within yourself, not what you're thinking about the emotion, not the thoughts that are causing it, but the sense of the emotion, that's an energy inside you. That's it. We call it emotion, but that's feeling an energy inside you. And when you know how to feel that and what is you and what isn't you, then when you feel something else, like you did, you know what you felt like. You were describing it great. Like, I was chilly, but I was, you know, I was cold, but I was trying to be still. And like, so you, it's like the cold brought the awareness to your body. And then you had the awareness of your body, and you opened yourself up, and you experience emotions. So then when you felt that shift in energy in you, it's not a far jump. You already feel emotions. You opened yourself to something else to influence that energy in you. Mm. And it did enough to say hi. Hi. Mm-hmm. Hi. Does that make sense?
Complete.
Yeah, it's totally related to emotions. Same thing. I'm pretty excited for you. Mm-hmm. You know, come on.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
I'm gonna drive over to the Rock. That's how cold as it is. The Rock's 30 feet away, 40 feet away. I'm gonna drive over to it. We're woodsmen. We're real woodsmen.
Yeah, right. They would laugh. Paul Bunyan, those types would laugh at us.
Yeah, there he is.
That's Patrick. See?
Yeah, it's his rock. It's his memorial rock.
Well, so you're gonna pick the memorial rock up and put it in the cemetery with the rest of them?
You know what? Let me get most of this. Really, I'm so happy you came with me. I'm so happy about everything. You chill,
uh-huh.
And be, and I'm gonna take care of that rock.
You sure you don't need me to help?
Nah. Okay. I'm so thrilled you came.
All right.
Like. And then I can listen.
But later. So, is that where his body is, though?
No, no. I don't think that's where Sadie is back there. I think that's a memorial stone.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or if it is where she is, it's where she, but I'm saying, like, look, she's got this place, and everybody leaves gifts. Like, what does Patrick have? The Sadie's to the left of the cemetery. I'm going to move him to the right of the cemetery, and then I brought him a gift too. I want to put him
gift. Wait, hold on. Before you do that, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you turn the car around so I can see you do that
and watch you walk? I'm not going to do anything yet. Yeah. Oh. I'm just going to. Negotiate the rock. But yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm gonna do that. I'll do that now. I get you. I got my gloves and everything. Alright. Wish me luck.
Good luck. So Kurt's grabbing the rock. Patrick's memorial stone. Now he's coming back to get this blanket. You still have the headlights on. So I can see exactly what he's doing. And he's and now he's putting a blanket over him, acting like he's a ghost. That was pretty funny. But I continue to check my sectors to see if there's any signs of Sasquatch or bears or any other animals that might be preying upon us. Alright, so he was rolling the memorial stone onto the blanket. And he's going to cut. Okay, so that's what he's doing. He's dragging the stone with the blanket to make it easier, I guess. He's dragging it. He wants Sadie's memorial stone on the left, which is, that's where it already is, the left of the cemetery. But he wants Patrick's memorial stone on the right of the cemetery, closer to the rest of the spirits. And I continue to scan sectors to see for any potential movement, any potential threat, but it doesn't look like we're good. It's just us out here. Us and Sadie and Patrick and hopefully a Sasquatch. It looks like we're a few more feet away from where he needs it to be. You know, he's trying to get it up this little hill. Yep, it's right here. There's an entrance. This is the best way I can explain it. It's the size of a ice skating rink, and there's one entrance that's created on like two. There's a small walkway, and on each side it's a whole bunch of rocks, and that's covering the perimeter of this cemetery or like wooden, like a wooden gate, and on the left side is a very big memorial of Sadie. With like stuffed animals and flags and everything, and Kurt wants Patrick to feel more love and not so far away from the cemetery, so he moved his memorial stone right at the entrance on the right side. Alright, he's grabbing his cover and he's headed back to the vehicle, and I imagine that he's freezing, and I know he's looking forward to get back into the car and warming up and with these luxurious heated seats. How much you think that rock weighs? 80 pounds? Think heavier than that? Like 100 pounds?
Yeah, it felt like 100.
100? Okay. Did you feel anything while you're doing all that?
No, too much physical. Mm-hmm. Like I can't. For me to feel stuff, I gotta be still.
I wonder if you'll feel like a gratitude type vibe
I think he was grateful when we pulled up. I think he knows what I'm up to. Yeah.
Oh, so he already knows what you had planned.
I'm happy. Now everyone knows. Sadie's the left-hand corner of the cemetery when you're facing it. And I thought I was going to put Patrick's tombstone all the way to the right-hand corner. But now I see a cross there, and I'm wondering, is that a memorial to him? Hmm. So I put the stone next to the cross right at the center entrance of the cemetery with a little flag. And if you come...
Yeah, I was trying to describe what the cemetery looks like for the listeners. I don't know if I did a great job, but... I did the best I could.
I'm sure you did good, Woody.
Oh, thanks, Kurt.
If anybody comes here, please think about leaving a gift for Patrick, helping him out on his journey. Sadie already gets lots of love. Feel free to give him more love, or definitely say hi.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a campsite. I'm going to eat some potato chips and Pop-Tarts.
Yo, what kind of Pop-Tarts?
Taking that. I bought
maple brown sugar? Or is it like fruit? Strawberry or something?
I gotta say, based on your questions, I'm not sure. It's not gonna change what I bought.
Was it like organic?
Funny, I'm trying to guess what you like by what you're saying. When you said maple brown sugar,
That's the classic.
Then when he said, "Is it got fruit?" I'm thinking he's saying it neutral, but I wonder if he hates fruit.
I don't hate it, but it's not touching maple brown sugar. That's the best one.
I saw maple brown sugar. I feel
frosted
like
maple brown sugar.
I feel like it's overdone. For me, especially around this time of year. So it's like, I went basic, chocolate. And it is organic. It's some organic brand, chocolate.
That means it's probably...
I wish my intuition
tastes like
would
dirt. That's probably what it is. Healthy. Got here. I want Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, man. I want the process.
Good experience overall. Yeah. Now we're going to our campsite. Our car camping site. 1:02 in the morning.
Hey, are we going to set a timer? Like, do you want to sleep for a certain amount of time?
I want to be asleep for a solid half an hour. So if it takes you 5 minutes to fall asleep, then we'll set the time for 35 minutes.
Gotcha.
Like, I feel like if something's going to happen, it's going to happen in a half hour. Because I feel like something can happen already. You've repented about bringing a knife.
I sure did. Yeah, I'm not trying to mess up the experience.
No.
Because you'd be mad at me if I like told you after the fact, if you dropped me off, like, yo, I had a knife with me the whole time. Hey, you'd be like, yo, man, I did not tell you. Didn't you hear me the part where I was talking about the gun? You know, I don't want to taint the experience, you know.
So. I think they read your intentions.
Yeah. Well, they got to know. They got to know I'm from Philly, and, you know, I've been robbed. You know what I'm saying? Multiple times, and you don't want to be caught slipping.
No.
So, you know.
Better safe than sorry.
And I was thinking about humans. I wasn't thinking about using it on a Sasquatch. I was thinking about humans trying to rob us, and I was thinking about animals trying to eat us. So.
If you're not one of those.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I bought it. Like, if a wolf is going to jump on me, I'm jamming my knife in its chest. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep moving it around. Until the wolf stops moving, or wild dog or whatever it is. Yeah, it's good to be precautious, but at the same time embrace nature. Like, because even if let's say we did come across a wild animal, they'd probably leave us alone. They'd probably look at us and be like, okay, I'm gonna go about my business.
Yeah, I think they definitely read your energy.
Yeah,
chill.
So everything happens for a reason. You told me that story, and I was like, ooh, so there were some armed individuals trying to seek out the Sasquatch, and the Sasquatch said, no, I don't want you near me with those man-made devices to harm.
Yeah.
Because Sasquatches, the vibe I get from them is that they're 100% in tune with nature. Like, yeah. They are an extension of God, you know, like Mother Nature, boom. You know, that's why they're smart, but they're still, they stay away from, you know, Western civilization and technology and all that. Like, no, we're all about the earth, you know. And if you try, don't you bring those weapons up in here, you know. So I was like, okay, well, all right, well, I'm going to leave my knife right in this car, Mr. Sasquatch.
Sir, Mr. Sasquatch.
Yeah, Mr. Sasquatch, sir. sir, yes, sir. I pay attention to the signs. You know, you telling that story is for a reason. That was a Sasquatch making you tell that story. Because he goes straight up. Because the Sasquatch looked at it like, all right, I know his intentions is not to harm me, but he's taking it for personal protection. Let me let him know through Kurt that I'm not having it. Don't you think about bringing any type of weapon up in here.
So, I think it's great, man. I love that whole story.
Are we here? Are we at the campsite?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. We're at Laurel Run Road.
These look like a gateway of trees. This is like a great place to back the car up to. Okay. We're on the corner of Laurel Run Road. And
yeah, it's like right at a crossroads, like a fork in a road. This could be something spiritual right here.
And Bower Mountain Road. It's no longer Dead End Road.
Yeah, Dead End sounds very creepy.
So we're in front of us is a hill. None's going to come the front way. This is like a big hill.
You don't want to back up a little bit more? Just a little bit.
But behind us is something great to approach us because it can come through the trees. We're leaving our backs exposed intentionally.
It's a good look, you think?
Yeah. Okay. The car will be locked. I'm going to set up recorders in the back, put the gifts out back, and come back in.
All right, sounds good, brother. Do you need me to help?
You can chill. You can,
good. Commentate.
You can do the Woody show.
All right, I'll do the play-by-play.
All right, let me turn my GPS off and all that nonsense. And then I'm going to shut the car off and we're going to go blankets.
Sounds good, brother.
We got plenty of blankets.
All right. We'll keep the flashlight. All right, Kurt is about to set up the gifts for Sasquatch, the food items, the peanut butter jar, the chocolate bar, and what else? Three things, right? And a blanket,
Mylar,
right?
Blanket.
A Mylar
like
blanket.
The shiny, like, balloon type material. I heard they really like that.
Gotcha.
So I'll be back.
All right. Wow. That's serious. That's some good stuff. The name of the chocolate is Pound Plus from Trader Joe's, imported from Belgium. 72% cocoa dark chocolate. I was expecting a Hershey bar. Kurt does not spare any expense. He's like the guy from Jurassic Park. He's like the old man from Jurassic Park. I bet the peanut butter is organic. I bet you it's not Jif. It's not fucking Skippy. I'm pretty sure that it's like the organic peanut butter that Javon and I get. Crazy Joe's, I think. We get it from Wise Markets. Shout out to Wise Markets. What I love most about this peanut butter is that the ingredients just says peanuts and oil. It's really good. So, yeah, that's what I like my peanut butter to say in the ingredients. I don't like words that I can't pronounce. Scientific words, sodium benzoate and all this stuff. I don't want my food to have too many names that I can hardly pronounce and don't know why it's in there. So we try to eat as organic as I can, but unfortunately a lot of that stuff is too expensive. So we do shop at Aldi. Shout out to Aldi. Love Aldi. Some people pronounce it Aldi. I believe it's Aldi. I've always pronounced it Aldi. Yeah, their produce is good and I love Aldi's ground beef. When I make fresh patties and grill them, and sometimes I do grill on the Weber charcoal, and sometimes I do it on the cast iron grill in the house, and diner style, sear them up like some smash burgers. They're so delicious. Anyway, I digress. Kurt is in the back setting up, making sure there's a microphone so we can capture sound if one does visit us, or maybe multiple. Shouldn't rule out the possibility of multiple Sasquatches. I mean, I assume from all the shows that I've watched in the past and the reading about the lore, it's always one just wandering in the woods, you know. But you never know. Sounds like the way Kurt talks about it, it's a civilization That's managed to stay hidden for centuries. It's cool. It's cool to believe. Looks like he's setting up his phone now to make sure it's on record. It is 1:30 a.m. Saturday, November 9th. And we are about to approach our sleep segment, where Kurt thinks we'll be the most open to have the Sasquatch sighting. Or not sighting, I should say Sasquatch visit. Because we will be asleep. I wonder if I'll be able to fall asleep. I feel sleepy, but I'm so nervous, and I don't know if nervous is the right word. I guess anxious is better. I'm anxious to see if we have a visit. I trust Kurt. I believe it's not harmful, or I don't think it'll be aggressive and smash our car windows and try to kill us. I can't imagine that that's going to be the case. I can't imagine that that will happen, because I don't think we would be here if Kurt felt like that, if it was a potential danger. This is fun. This type of thing I'll tell my kids when they get older. Ali was asking about this. My 6-year-old daughter was asking mommy about where I was going, and she tried to explain it to her, but she just didn't understand. She wanted to come. And his mommy said, "Ali, mommy, daddy's going with Mr. Kurt somewhere." "And where are they going?" "They're going somewhere Halloween related. They're going somewhere Halloween related. I want to go." Like, no, it's not for kids. Mommy's not even going. Man, it was pretty funny trying to explain it to her. I'm telling the listeners how Giovanna tried to explain to Alia where daddy was going tonight. Because in the midst of her prayers, I told her I wanted her to give me and you, like a shout out. Like, please God, keep daddy and Mr. Kurt safe tonight. That kind of thing. I'm training the kids to start saying their prayers every night. And they're doing very well. And after they say their prayer, we want them to speak to God and tell them what they would like to see happen. And I said, and then Ali was inquisitive, like, "Chase just did it," and then he went to bed. He listened, he repeated what I told him to say. But but Ali is at the age now where she's understanding and critical thinking, and she's like, "Where's daddy going?" She was like, "He usually doesn't go out this late,
All right. And
he's like, "Where's he going?" And he's like, "Oh, he's going out with Mr. Kurt. They're going to go out." "Where are they going?" They're going out somewhere to do something. That's kind of like Halloween related. I think that's how she explained it. And then Alia says, "Halloween related? How come I can't go?"
That's very cool.
And she said, I want to go. And he's like, "No, mommy's not even." Ali and Giovanna had to break it down. Like, "Hold on, I'm not even going. So it's not that kind of trip." So yeah, this is. So I got the Eagles one that I brought, and you said I can use this one.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. All right.
I'm gonna lock the car.
If we're locked, I won't be able to open this, right? Yeah, I can't open it. Let's see. What kind of peanut butter was that?
Nature's Promise.
I knew it. And ladies and gentlemen, his choice of Pop-Tarts is Nature's Path Organic Frosted Lotta Chocolate Toaster Pastries. USDA Organic, Non-GMO. That's the way to do it, baby. If you're going to snack, snack healthy.
I'm going to set an alarm, or we'll just trust that our natural alarms will wake us up. What do you want me to do? I'm going to set like an hour, so we don't sleep more than an hour.
Yeah, let's do that.
But we'll probably wake up a half hour.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm like sleeping in the car.
Yeah, let's do that. I remember I slept
fell asleep. I brought my really old iPhone 4, Jen's really old iPhone 4, mm-hmm. That's the recording device for the back.
Okay.
Because the sound quality of any kind of sounds are usually really crappy anyway, so it's good enough to pick up any sounds.
Mm-hmm.
When I pulled the phone out of the bag to get it, there was something jammed in like the charging slot, and it was like this little statue of an angel. I don't even know where it came from.
Inside of an iPhone slot?
Yeah, it's so weird. I'll show you. And I have no idea where it came from. I was talking to my team, saying, I appreciate you because you are not afraid. I feel very at peace. I know you have my back. And I pulled my phone out, and there was an angel in the slot. Like, as if to say,
picture of it?
Where would you, brother? I have it. Hold on. Take a picture of it. It better still be in my pocket. It was so tiny, obviously, because it was in the slot. Where'd that come from?
That is amazing.
That is amazing. It's got a heart and everything.
oh, it's a dove. Like, is it a dove or an angel? Whatever it is, it's a nice sign. I'm talking to my spirit team. Yeah. And then I find that in the slot of my phone. It's so weird. I have no idea what that is or where that came
that's
from.
That's amazing. That so really is.
I'll put that up there for protection. I ain't gotta worry about anything, Woody. We got a sign. We're protected.
So far, you feeling those things that you felt at the cemetery, and then me finding that in my phone, I'm very thrilled already with this whole experience.
So that finding the angel in your iPhone slot that just happened?
Yeah, just now.
Oh, wow.
I was out back of the car.
I thought this happened like a couple days ago or something.
No, I walked out back then, and I realized, like, Woody can't even see me. The trunk's up. I have my back
no,
to
the... No, I saw your body. Yeah. I was watching you.
I have my back to the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking... And I'm like, and I'm not afraid. And it's thanks. I'm talking to my spirit team. I'm like, and it's thanks to you guys. I'm like, I know you guys always have my back. I know if there's anything to worry about, you'd make me feel it. You'd let me feel it. And as I'm thanking them, I'm pulling my phone out of my bag, and it's stuck in the charging slot. It's like that little angel or dove or whatever it is. And I'm like, oh my God. And I don't even know what that is or where that came from. And it's so tiny. Like, what is that?
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. That sounds pretty good.
And I am very sleepy, man. I didn't think I'd be able to fall asleep in the car, but I'm just waiting for you to turn off the light. I think I might be out.
Good night, Woody. I'll set an alarm for an hour.
Wake up, be daytime, like 7 a.m. My wife like, where are you? I'm so nervous. I'm so worried. You didn't tell me you were going to sleep.
What's the thing called?
What's
safer than car camping?
Man, I thought I saw something. Maybe I'm going crazy.
I thought I heard something. Want to leave the windows cracked?
No, heck no.
Car camping. Car camping.
All right, let's do it.
So, as soon as I reclined my car seat to go to sleep, I felt waves of energy and light going through me from head to toe over and over and over until I fell asleep about 20 minutes in. I have no doubt it was my Sasquatch friend working on me, because it reminds me very much of the first time I connected with him from a distance. The first time I ever connected with him, I felt like someone was physically massaging my brain and manipulating my brain. How do you describe that beyond that? Because I've never had that feeling in my life before, but if you could imagine what it would feel like, someone massaging your brains, that's what it felt like the first time I ever connected with Sasquatch from a distance. Now, I didn't feel like my brains were being massaged in the car physically, but energetically, the energy going through me was so strong that it felt physical.
That was an hour? Really? Wow.
Man, I thought I heard something. I thought a few times I woke up.
Yep, me too.
I was afraid to look back though.
Yeah.
I didn't want to mess up anything.
Alright, just need a few minutes to come back to reality.
Do you think you'll have like anything tampered with?
Check it out.
Any luck? I was hoping to see the top of the peanut butter, like, with a hole in it.
It's been a lot cooler.
Yeah.
All right, well, none of our gifts were touched. When I examined the audio from outside the car, I did pick up some sounds. You can decide for yourself what you think they are. To me, they sound like someone throwing pebbles at and hitting different parts of my car. Just to rule out noises coming from the car itself, like metal pings as the car is cooling off, I drove my car for a few hours the other day, then parked it in my cold and quiet garage and recorded it. I heard nothing as loud or anything like the noises I'm about to play you from our night at Pandemonium. These sounds occurred as close as 2 seconds apart, but mostly averaged about 5 seconds apart. I put 6 of the louder sounds close together for you to hear, and you decide for yourself. So here is the very abridged audio from outside the car as we slept, played 3 times in a row. What do you think those sounds are? While you ponder that, Woody did bring up an interesting and valid point during our trip. He had asked if we would be staying until 3 a.m., the witching hour, he called it, and I wished I'd consider that night. But this just means I have to go back another time. My Sasquatch friend continues to show up in future episodes, so I'm hoping to do another physical visit to Pandemonium while it's still cold out. Because it seems they prefer the cold weather. Until then, I leave very pleased for my first night trip. I counted 8 to 9 magical, supernatural happenings. Of course, from the get-go, when Woody picked me up and I was waiting for him, and I found out later I was waiting because he said he was looking for the right knife to bring. Yeah, because I was waiting so long, I noticed his license plate said 1787 on it. And then we get there, and we're reading the sign, and Pandemonium started in 1787. What are the chances of that? Then, before entering the last road that led to the cemetery, the spirit of Sadie met us, and I experienced her as increasing chills. Then, 100 yards away from the cemetery, Woody and I are taking a little break, and Patrick comes and interrupts us. And I ignored it first, thinking that. And then I feel him tugging on me, and he hangs out with us for 10 minutes. I felt the spirits inside the cemetery, collectively, and they needed some help. Oh, and of course, Woody having spirit move through him at the cemetery in 2 waves that were undeniable and that he recognized as spirit. That's super amazing, because I think that was his first experience like that, and probably the first of many experiences he's going to have. So very excited about that one. When we parked at the campsite and I was setting up my stuff and thanking my spirit team for all the peace that they afford me, I find that Dove charm lodged in my phone, and I have no idea what that came from. I never saw it before. My wife never saw it before. That bag is virtually new and that I never really use it. It's probably maybe used 4 or 5 times in my life. I don't know where that charm came from. Oh, and then while I was falling asleep, those waves of powerful energy running through me from head to toe. And then, of course, the noises I just played for you, the sounds from outside the car that to me sound like somebody's throwing something at the car. And then, I don't know if this is supernatural or not, or just coincidental. I'm very OCD about my trip odometer in my car. I like my trip odometer to match my actual odometer. Just set something right in my brain. Since that night trip and on the ride home from that night trip, I noticed my trip odometer magically reset itself. It doesn't match my odometer. And I haven't been able to get it to match since. I can reset it so it matches. But then after a few 100 miles, it just resets itself again. And that's happened since that night at Pandemonium. I don't know what that means. I can't decipher that one. So overall, definitely a worthwhile trip. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to visit the website if you want to view pictures from Pandemonium. Or if you want to connect. That's thesupernaturalexplorer.blogspot.com. And I'm going to close out this episode with Woody and I from the car tired and looking forward to our beds at home.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll listen to the audio and see what happened.
All right, have a good
I think we're done recording.
Yeah, we're done. All right, we'll say that was fun, though.
Yeah. All right.
Take care, everyone.
Peace.
Peace.